Meow.
Yeah, me either. Hello. Hello.
Meow. Hello. Hello.
All I hear is the music. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi. 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 Meow, meow.
Oh my god. Okay, please be quiet.
Hi, I do.
I can
meow.
Hear myself. Gosh. This is fun.
Meow, meow.
Oh, yeah, this is
Puffy, meow, meow.
I hear you so
I
speak.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Bob. Meow.
Nah. How you doing? Hi. Hi.
Nah.
Hi, Joe.
Moo.
What happened?
Moo.
What happened?
Moo.
Moo, 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 moo.
Okay, what's going on? What's going on here?
Okay, so first, give me your names. Number one, you are...
Yes.
What's your name?
Meow.
I-A-I-N.
Ian?
Hi.
Okay, say your name.
Hi.
What's your full name?
Hi, Billy.
Say your last name, or just say
Billy,
Ian.
Speak to me.
Are what do you alive? Want?
I'm Ian.
And
oh, gosh.
Where are you from?
Speak. Billy?
I have no idea.
She's from the Greenville Cub Scouts. you can say Greenville Cub Scouts, can't you?
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, who is making that jingle sound?
That's Echo making the jingle sound. So let's go to mic number two. What is your name?
My name's Carson.
And you're also from Greenville Cub Scouts?
Yes.
And number three?
I'm Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah.
And you're also from Greenville Cub Scouts?
Yeah.
And number four?
I'm Billy. And I'm from Greenville Cub Scouts, too.
And over here, number five?
Well, I'm Mackenzie, but I'm not exactly from Greenville Cub Scouts.
She's not even in Scouts.
Yeah, she's in Girl Scouts.
Well, that doesn't count. Girl Scouts counts.
Okay.
I don't think it does.
Oh, what? What? Okay.
Have you guys ever been on the radio before?
Yes! Yes.
Oh, no, yes. No, no, yes. No, yes. No, yes. No, yes. No, none of us.
I have.
Yes.
I have.
We went, oh my
who
goodness.
Is making that jingle sound in the
Echo.
Headphones?
Echo is.
Hold her down a little bit.
Echo.
No.
So who's been, you've been on the radio before, Billy?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, well, we were
I have.
Dude.
I've been on the radio.
What? You've been on the radio?
Okay.
Yeah. That's still been on the radio. I don't remember anything, okay?
This is my third time.
Why not leave them behind?
So, yeah, okay, we were on for 5 seconds.
Yay!
This is my third time on the radio.
Sort of.
What was the question?
Soda.
I couldn't hear you all over these
like
dudes talking.
I like Bob and Sherry.
You like Bob and Sherry? Who else? Yeah. What stations do you guys listen to?
I don't know.
I listen to almost all the stations.
Whichever
on the
one is on the buses.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I listen to every single radio in the car.
Yeah, do you listen more at home or in the car?
Car.
On the bus.
Car.
On the bus.
On the bus. On the bus.
Is this really on the radio?
Because
if it is, I'm scared.
Yeah, this is going to be on the radio.
Ah!
Really? We're just talking to each other. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, okay.
People will hear later, but...
So, Billy, what's your name?
We're just having a conversation, right?
You just said it.
Yeah, I want to know your name. Tell me.
It's Billy.
Okay, that's nice to know.
This is CBX 6 News. Good. Somebody please tell these boys to be.
Did you hear about the people yesterday?
So, what do you guys like to listen to on the radio?
Music.
At the river, and that's all I know.
I like, you know, music.
Music.
Yeah, music. Just.
Dirt road anthem.
I like listening to really funny stories on the radio.
I like listening
jingle
to...
Jingle sound. I want that to stop.
Echo, do you want to play a song instead?
What?
Music. What music do you like?
Country rock. Oh, yeah. Country's good.
I have
country's
no idea.
Good. And rock.
I like all music.
Heavy metal.
I like
heavy
all.
I like all the music.
I like all music. Yeah.
Both.
Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
I can see the volume on this speedometer thingy.
Do you know about the dragons?
What? Dum 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 dee dum dee dum dee.
And what you want to do? You don't want to. You don't want to go into the red like this. That's too loud.
And you'll
so
be
you
quiet.
Back down.
Put your headphones.
Carson actually talked.
Yay.
This is like huge. Carson talked.
Does Carson not usually talk?
He talks ABC. Sort no, of little like, talk, kind talk of. Yet. He talks at very little time some minute.
Which
but...
is like a huge deal, I guess.
Okay, please stop tapping Billy's microphone. It's just really annoying. I can hear all of your sound through my headphones. It's annoying.
So can we.
Yeah. when you talk.
Why did I feel like I just heard a bunch of wind?
Wait.
I can hear wind when you guys
windstorm. You can tell people out that doors that they're listening that it's raining now, even if it isn't raining, and you can make up all kinds of.
There's
sound
a tornado. There's a tornado. Okay, we have to run. Bye.
Yeah. There goes the house. You're asking me still alive. Oh my gosh, there goes the train! Wait, how do you use these?
It's hailing. It's 3 hours from now we'll be hailing in Greenville. It's hailing on the when did that train come by? Everybody be quiet! Quiet! Zip, 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 zip.
Ooh, drum.
Okay. I never want this moment to end.
Never.
Never.
I knew that.
Flip it.
What?
Your finger. There you go. Just like that.
Okay, so let's hear the Greenville Boys Cub Scout Orchestra.
The best of making tornadoes.
Can I try? Can I have the thingy? Oh, yeah. Okay, let me do it. The fire
enough with the bell. Enough with the bell.
The fire alarm's going off. We have to go. Bye.
A bunch of Italian people are coming. Oh my gosh.
This is a. Oh.
Come up with a story to make sounds with. Like you said before, we could make up that there was a storm outside.
I have a funny comic in the car, but I can't get it now.
There's a tornado?
Do you know what he means?
There's a tornado. Run for your life.
What? Ah.
One day there was a tornado, and then everybody got hurt, and then everybody laughed.
Can you hear the tornado? It's a fart tornado.
And then wolves start chasing everybody.
Raining outside, or that there's a tornado.
I hear a DJ in the background.
Be wind, you'd be raining.
Okay, who's rapping?
Do you hear the hail?
Oh my gosh, Mexican guys are coming to murder us.
What?
Oh, what? Everybody run for your lives!
I'm running! Pop, pop.
And they bring some poisonous rattlesnakes. Okay, folks, Billy Sherman's back. I survived the rattlesnake fight.
I like the rock,
but we still need to see if I can survive the tornado. Someone's knocking at the door!
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Someone's calling.
There goes the house.
Shut up!
I think the Empire State Building fell over.
Hey, guys! Wah-boo!
Wait, I thought we were in Greenville. Are we in New York City now?
I'm not sure.
We're in New York City. Whatever that man says is not true.
Star Wars!
Star Wars!
Oh no! Somebody's gonna run over you with a train!
Luke Skywalker is coming!
Bum 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 bum. Okay,
I completely forgot the purpose of Star Wars.
Dum da dum 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 dum. Okay, everybody
in the galaxy, far, far away.
Shut up,
dude. There was a tornado.
Shut up, dude. Just be quiet. Okay, I am number one. You are number 8, 2, and 0.
Radio Wars.
Now you're number 0 and we're number 1.
I will kick you.
You can't. I'm way over here.
Okay, again.
In a galaxy far,
my microphone is not
Radio
tight.
Radio Wars.
This is just weird.
Okay, I'm using this. Yeah.
Okay, we gotta screw that.
I'll go in a galaxy far, far away. The voice got to making horrible sounds.
Okay,
so are you!
Everybody who's listening to the radio, please ignore them, because I am the main guy, I am number one. Now, why are you turning me down, dude?
No, you aren't.
Alright, give me the mic for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Alright, let's pull back from our story for a minute, and I want to tell you a little bit more about how radio works. So, your voices are going to be heard all through Greene County and Columbia County, and as far into a little bit into Massachusetts, up almost to Albany, and then it doesn't go very far south of that big. You see that big mountain there?
Yeah.
That blocks the signal, so it doesn't get much farther south.
Whoa.
All those mountains to the south. So it doesn't get down just almost to the Saugerties, but not quite.
That's a bummer.
Do you have friends down in Saugerties?
We need the world to hear this.
Guys, I say we don't tell each other to shut up, because then people will think we're mean.
And then, do you know where the... So do you know how radio works? There's an antenna somewhere that sends out the signal into the air. Well, it's not here, actually. It's when you drive back to Greenville, you'll see it. If you when you're heading down Route 23, right before it hits 145, if you look up on the hill, you'll see a red light. And it's a big tower there that gives all the cell phone service to Greenville and Durham and Cairo.
I use that for my tablet.
Exactly. And it also sends out the radio signal. The other thing about the radio signal that we can tell you about is, you see that computer screen there?
Yeah.
See where the red line is?
Yeah.
Blocking Mackenzie. That is the 90.7 signal that we're sending out now. The one to the right of it, the other is 90.3, which is WAMC. But our signal is right in the middle. So if we ever see that go down, that means we're off the air for some reason or something. But that's what the radio waves look like when they're going through the air, kind of.
I'm hearing somebody talking in my mic and nobody's talking. I'm hearing a chipmunk now. That I hear Alvin.
I think
Alvin.
He's doing that.
Are you? I assume you're right.
Okay. Right now, I assume.
Yes.
You have a backup generator.
Long ago.
Okay, it sounds like someone's cooking in the kitchen.
It costs a lot of money. We have to get a special backup generator that's like, I think, $14,000 or something. So we're trying to get some grants to get one at the tower site.
So if the power goes out, you're down.
The power goes out,
okay. Can everybody be quiet for a second?
Electricity goes out here, it goes out there too.
Okay, it's 12:53, and
time for the show to end.
Bye.
No. No.
Okay,
you can leave. You can leave, and you can stay.
Yeah,
maybe.
Can stay.
And you can stay.
No. No.
What's your name?
Didn't we ask everyone that?
Okay, let's see.
If you wanted to do your own radio show, what kind of radio show would it be?
A VAP.
How to
comedy.
No
comedy.
Idea.
Yeah,
probably comedy.
Comedy. How to invent better things.
Okay. I'd have like a comedian talk show.
Yeah, sure.
What?
I guess I would do that too. I don't know what.
There's so many things.
Yeah. There's so many. There's so many things I want to be, but I can only choose, like, one.
Okay. Andrew, be my comedian.
What?
Be the person.
Is Andrew funny?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's
sometimes
funny.
Sometimes he's just plain old weird and does crazy, stupid things.
And what would you invent? You said you wanted to do a show where you invent things?
Yeah, invent better things.
What would you invent?
I do, like, old stuff. Artifact show.
Yeah.
I have no idea yet.
I'd have a
robot shark that can walk on land. Oh, what?
What?
What's your old artifact show?
I would have a show about, like, older vehicles.
Old what?
Old cars and trucks.
Old cars and trucks.
There actually already is a show about that where they have old cars.
Why do you work in
radio? Well, I can make one, too.
You can't, because that show's plot is already taken.
Well, two people can have the same show's spot.
You have a point about that. God, I need a new brain.
Billy's got a couple of questions if you guys want. He actually made a list of questions.
What?
No.
Why do we work in radio?
Yeah.
Why do we work in radio?
Yeah, what made you get into it? Like, why do you like it?
I think it seems like it's fun to play with. Like, we're doing making all these strange sounds and making things up. And it also seems like it's important that people have a chance to, in their community, talk about things that are going on, and like in your school you could talk about, or people talk about government things or news. So radio seems like a very good way for different people to have a way to communicate. And, you know, television is like a big production, and sometimes you don't get to be on TV. But with radio, you can just walk in and start talking, and your neighbors might know something, learn something from you guys talking today, or other kids might hear and decide they want to do radio or do something in their community.
Okay, thank you for the microphone back. I
have a question.
Shush your little mouth.
No. What kind of show do you do on the radio? Like, what do you talk about?
I'm hearing a zoo now.
There's a whole zoo in the radio, isn't there?
Today?
I could stop it.
Please.
I like to make strange sounds, and I also do radio news, news about radio usually.
Do you make it up?
No, I do research and find things out and then report on them.
Like you could watch CBS 6 News and then, you can watch CBS 6 News and then you can report on the radio and then you're going to be like, I already heard that.
What's an
average
day like?
Do you set a time, like once a week or twice a week or three times or whatever? That
Billy had a
take
question.
An hour and you talk about radio stuff?
On Saturdays, yeah, we have radio news. So I do a couple different things on Saturdays during the day. And then we have regular local news also that I help with that runs at 7 in the morning, 9 in the morning, noon, 4, and 6 in the afternoon.
I was reading on your website. When I checked you out a little bit on the website before I came down, you so you do like school closings and stuff.
Billy,
like that
stop
too.
Having thoughts.
School closings, yes. Did you guys have school yesterday?
No, I did not have school.
Nope.
I believe it was Icy Rose, and they didn't want us kids to come games.
I went to school yesterday. School.
What type of school do you go to? Do you go to the school of weirdness?
No.
You go to Greenville?
No.
And where do you go?
St. Thomas the Apostle School.
When I watch CBS 6 News in the morning, and when I was watching them, they have like little schools down at the bottom of the screen, and they show you if it's closed, 2-hour delay, or they'll be opened. And the school that you just said, they said it was closed that day. Which makes no sense.
What other questions do you have?
What's an average day like?
What's an average day like on the radio?
That's kind of average.
That's the thing about radio. It keeps happening over and over. Every hour there's another show. So somebody else will come in, and then somebody else will come in to do a show, and then somebody else will come in to do a show. So there's just like a constant changing people throughout the day.
Do you guys?
We have it here, and the station also has a studio in the Catskill Library and one in Hudson, too. So some of the shows are done from there, some of the shows are done from here, and some from Catskill.
Do you get paid for this job? Or
enough
do you
questions.
Just... Stop.
We get paid a little bit, some of the staff people, but most of the people at the station are volunteers and just people in the community. So somebody from the community will just come in and do a show like about antique cars or something, and they'll just come in once a month and do an hour show as a volunteer.
Are you guys some of the people that get paid?
Yes.
Do any businesses support you?
That's the last question.
Yeah, we don't have ads on the station like a lot of radio stations or TV stations have advertisements, but we do have underwriting. So some businesses will just give us underwriting, which just means at the beginning of the show we read a line like, this show is underwritten by Mid-Hudson Cable or someone.
Thank you. No more questions.
Okay. We try to put one just as much content.
No more questions.
Yes, more questions.
No more questions.
The station's also community supported, so we have pledge drives and people call in and donate to the station to keep it going and keep it on the air.
What equipment do you guys use?
Well, all this stuff. Let's see. There's how many computers are in this room?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see 5.
CD players.
That's a lot.
Holy
CD players.
Holy monkey.
Cassette player.
Holy cow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's a lot of monkeys. I just say that a lot. I'm sorry.
I got a white one.
Of different types of equipment, like companies.
That's probably because. A lot of the equipment was donated, so it comes from anywhere. And maybe it was in an old radio station and somebody gave it to us, or but we didn't buy all the same exact kind of equipment because, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Is your guys' station on 24/7?
Yes, it's on all day and all night, yes. So sometimes the shows overnight are pre-recorded, but sometimes we have live people in overnight.
Whoa. So if you were pre-recorded and the power goes out, how do you get notified?
A lot of it is automated at this point, so you get text or emails or something, so your phone beeps, and then you know something went wrong.
Okay, that's enough sound machine. I'm about to be deaf right now. Anybody hear that?
Do you have to go to school to work in radio?
Okay, you want to answer that question?
Well, you have to study like a certain thing in college to go.
No. Echo, you don't have to go to school to do radio. Echo does her own radio show on Saturdays, and she's never gone to real radio school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody, you guys can do your own radio show if you want. We have a youth slot every day at 3:30 to 4.
Booyah!
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so listen for that one.
So do you guys have any other questions? Mackenzie, do you have any other questions?
No.
No?
Billy, anybody? Carson?
No.
Any questions for them?
Carson should have the final
no.
word.
I don't really have any questions.
It's my music.
So before we go, let's tell everybody who we are again. I'm Tom Rowe, and you are
Ian McCormick,
Carson Pitcher,
Andrew King.
I don't want this moment to end.
Mackenzie Sherburn.
And you guys are
Meow.
Billy
Sherburn.
Greenville Troop 42.
Can you guys all do
Den One
station ID for us? If you all say this together at the same time.
90.7 FM WGXC. Ankara, Catskill, Hudson.
Now,
this is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Ankara, Catskill, Hudson.
Very good.
Now,
we recommend this station.
Guys. Guys,
it's dead.
Guys, as soon as the gun goes off, everybody be quiet.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow,
meow,
meow,
meow,
meow,
meow,
meow,
Billy. Guys.
Weird.
Guys. As soon as the weapon goes off, I want everyone to be quiet.
Meow.
The gun went off, guys.
No, it
didn't. Meow.
Who wants to hear some soap opera?
What?
Yes. Let's hear some soap opera.
Doesn't work.
That's what people say. Ew.
Yeah.
Because that's what people say.
Andrew, no.
Down.
And
I just got shot in the face.
We gotta leave. Goodbye,
citizens. Thank you. Hasta la vista,
guys. This is the best radio station ever.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Now.
Bye. Hasta la vista, bye. Bye.
Never come back.
See ya. Listen to this station all the time.
Make as much noise as you can.